Nice pass from Elliott to Breslin. Up into the wind. It holds up for Emma Main. Emma Main gets the shot away. And it's through the arms of Karmas and into the back of the net. A catastrophe for Sham Karmas. The shot from Main looked innocuous. It has slipped through into the back of the net. And Wellington have doubled their lead. And doubled Western Sydney's trouble here.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And welcome back to the show. And Dino, Willow from Windsor describes our next guest's return as like the second coming. Phil, Phil Buzz Rothfield is back. Buzz, good morning.
Yeah, don't know about that, boys, but great to be back. Yeah.
You sound fit and healthy, Buzz.
You've had a couple of tough weeks. Yeah. I've got a bad voice, as you guys know, for radio at the best of times. But, yeah, unfit for the last couple of weeks. Great to be back, though, for Easter and enjoying the footy.
It's great to have you back. And, well, on the similar theme, sadly, Jeff Fenix also had his health issues, as Dino was speaking with Ben Damon previously. And you've got a piece in What's the Buzz today. He's desperate for Timmy Zhu to knock out Sebastian Fundori. He needs the money, Jeff Fenix says, to pay his hospital bills, Buzz.
I think his quotes might be a little bit tongue-in-cheek, Ray, because I think Jeff's travelling okay. But, look, he's very, very confident that Tim Zhu's going to get an early stoppage. He's going to back him to pay his medical bills, he said, and he'll back him to knock out Fundora in the first three rounds of the fight. And yeah, it was great to talk to Jeff. Bulldog, you wrote the original story about 3 weeks ago when he was rushed to hospital. Very bad infection in his heart. He actually sent me some pictures from surgery and looked too horrific to publish on it. It was particularly Easter Sunday. But look, he's back. This is his second major scare. But, you know, he can't wait for this fight this afternoon. And it was really good to hear his voice again. And you know, well and truly on the road to recovery.
Buzz, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, quite obviously, but you've written another substantial story in your Watch the Buzz column about a potential super fight for Tim Zhu at Allianz Stadium, which could pull 40,000 fans, provided Zhu gets through Fundora this afternoon.
Yeah, Dog, I spoke to the office of Premier Chris Mims during the week about the excitement around Tim Zhu and the, you know, enormity of this fight today in Las Vegas. I said to them, why can't we put on a blockbuster box office show in Tim's hometown? I get sick of New South Wales missing out on major events. And if the Premier is happy to bring out three UFC events, I don't see why they can't put on something for Tim Zhu at Allianz Stadium. Now, you'll remember the hype, the excitement. I think it was 2006 when Anthony Mundine fought Danny Green at the stadium. They got, I think, 28,000-30,000 there. This would be huge, Bulldog and Ray, if they could get Terence Crawford out here. The money they would make by selling 40,000 tickets. This is a crowd they normally get for a Pink concert or a Elton John concert. You could have people on the field. The atmosphere would be sensational. Sunday afternoon in Sydney, beamed live back into the States, Saturday night prime time. Could you imagine the TV interest? And I think it's a terrific idea. And the Mims government would get their money back from the hotel rooms, the taxis, the tourism. But also putting, you know, those photos of the Opera House for the weigh-in, the harbour and the all that beauty of Sydney, I think it's a no-brainer.
We've got a bit to show off, haven't we, Buzz? It would be fantastic.
Mate,
you've got to get through today.
He's got to win today, mate. Yeah.
Exactly. Got to get through today against Sebastian Fundora, Timmy Zhu. Let's hope he does. And also wishing Michael Zarafa best of luck in his fight against Eris Landy Lara. Hey, Buzz, you've got a story in your What's the Buzz column about these brawlers and a couple of these NRL games so far this year. Dino's had some strong words about it. The NRL's cracking down big time.
Yeah, and I spoke to Peter Volandis about this story too, because he's not going to tolerate the safety and enjoyment of fans being put at risk, and says bad behaviour will never be tolerated. Bulldog, I hope we don't go as far as you're suggesting and separating the crowds, because I know a lot of people who go to the footy with their mates and you know, they support different teams. It'd be a horrible day for rugby league. Full marks to the security team at Allianz Stadium. They have identified four of the brawlers there for the South Roosters game. They have immediately been banned from attending the stadium for 2 years, each of them, and they will now be interviewed by police. One has already been charged, and they will face court. The sooner they get these mugs out of the venue, they're very lucky, in my opinion, just to get 2 years. I would have given them five. You just cannot tolerate antisocial behaviour at NRL games. As you've said, Bulldog, the damage it's done to A-League and other sports overseas, it's just not good enough, and it can never happen in league.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get to the stage of segregation, Buzz, but the point I was trying to make in the column I wrote was that if these drunken louts continue to fight in front of kids and women, sponsors are going to walk away, fans are going to walk away, mums and dads won't want their kids to play the game. The damage is endless, and yeah, it would be a travesty if we can't go to the footy and sit with our mates. It's something we've grown up with. It's something perhaps we take for granted at times. But, yeah, it's got to be nipped in the bud now before it gets out of control, because the crowds are bigger, Buzz. It seems like every game is an event now. The players are coping with the added expectation and pressure of rugby league in 2024, but some fans aren't.
Yeah, how good are the crowds?
Fantastic.
Great. Yeah. Did you see Wollongong Stadium last night?
Yeah, 16,000.
But did you see that hill area?
Mm.
And again, Bulldog, I don't want to change the subject, brings you back to the beauty and must need in rugby league of suburban ground football. Because again, if that game, 16,000, had been played at one of the big stadiums the government love us playing in, it'd be boring.
Yeah.
That was beautiful to see last night, that crowd, and very happy for St George Illawarra, as much as Manly were awful.
Your suggestion about suburban grounds brings me to another issue in your What's the Buzz column. Anthony Anthony Albanese has pledged his support to keep Leichhardt going, which is very meritorious, Buzz, but Albo has stopped short of saying, I'll give you some money.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was a bit naughty here. Albo's got a private email that he leaves with us. He's a fanatical NRL tipster in the Daily Telegraph, so he sends his own from his personal email into the Telegraph each week. But so I knocked off the email and I texted it.
You'll stop at nothing, will you, Buzz?
No, well, when you want a quote from the PM, mate, you just...
I've got his number if you need it, Phil.
Oh, do you? Have you got a direct line?
I certainly do.
Well, can I tell you, I had one to ScoMo, but not anymore. He changed it, so there you go.
Right, okay.
So look, Albo wants to save Leichhardt Oval. He says they have to save Leichhardt Oval. It's his home seat. I think what will happen with his enthusiasm for the project, with the council's enthusiasm for the project, and with the state government, I can see where the three will combine in a dollar for dollar situation where they will find the funding to bring that ground up to scratch.
Ah, okay.
And this wouldn't be the first time. You know, the South Sydney, the fantastic facility they've got at Heffron Park now, guys, that was a combined federal state council project. And it would break my heart to lose Leichhardt Oval. It really, really would. And I know it's not up to scratch, but it's an integral part of the rugby. It's not Las Vegas. It's not Origin. It's not Anzac Day at Allianz. But it is an integral part of the rugby league season, having three or four games there. And we can never, ever lose it. And I'm sure Peter Volandis, with his great government connections, will sort this out. And people like Shane Richardson, who has been talking about moving them, and Barry O'Farrell, their chairman, who has just hopelessly gone missing, I'm pretty sure Peter Volandis will ensure that ground is there forever as a rugby league venue.
What about Barry O'Farrell, Buzz? Another item in your column under the headline, "Has anyone seen Barry?"
Well, have you heard from him?
No.
I've texted him, rang him three or four times in the last week, 10 days. No word. This is a huge issue for this club. Now, the Holman Barnes group got rid of Justin Pascoe, got rid of Lee Hadjipantelis to allegedly improve corporate governance. Corporate governance involves chairmen, when there are massive issues like this one, making themselves available, not to the media, but to their members and fans who are so passionate about the tribalism of playing rugby league at Leichhardt. He needs to make himself available. AS, do you agree with what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. And with his political connections too, he could assist that process with the federal government, state government and council, no doubt, Buzz.
But no chairman has a right to go into hiding when there's an issue as important as this one. This isn't about the team struggling before they won. You know, this is about their future.
Yeah, no, he's got to
be. And their past, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll answer your calls, Buzz. Hey, Buzz,
Look, I don't care for you.
No, but just so you get this issue rolling, Buzz.
Doc, will you try him? I'll flick his number.
Yeah, I'll
try
him again today.
He might come to the phone for you.
Yep, okay. I'll try him.
There's a few people who don't like taking my calls, unfortunately.
And one of them's me. Anyway.
Yeah. I thought you were particularly rude to Zorba today, by the way.
Oh, did you hear it?
I did hear it.
Who are you backing in the argument?
Him and every one of them.
So you're condoning what she did and don't think she should be penalised?
Oh, I don't know about that one. Move on.
I did want to ask you about a story about one of Canberra's most respected and toughest forwards. He's still got ongoing health issues, Buzz, that you've highlighted in your What's the Buzz column today.
Ray, this is such a difficult story to cover because anyone who saw Corey Harawira-Naera on the deck, I think it was at Acor Stadium last year, having that horrible fit, horrible seizure, would understand that, you know, there are huge question marks about him playing rugby league again. Now, it turned out to be a heart condition. He's had treatment since. And he has one specialist who says, in his or her opinion, that there is a risk, but not too great a risk for him to be playing football again. Now, the Canberra Raiders have a very, very experienced chief medical officer and a guy called Greg McLeod who has worked in Super Rugby, Australian soccer, Australian sporting teams, the Raiders for a long period of time. He is not prepared under his watch to allow a football player with this condition to take the field for the Canberra Raiders. And Ricky Stewart, to his credit, is prepared to forgo the money that's been wasted in the salary cap. They are continuing to play him for the health and well-being of the player. This hasn't always happened in rugby league. You just get your players out there. If they get a medical clearance, you do your best. They will not take a risk with this player. Now, Corey is working as a blue shirt with New South Wales Cup as a trainer. He is also working in their welfare department. He's getting paid his full $600,000 a year. It is not costing him a penny, but he's gone off to get a second medical opinion, and that will determine, I guess, where we go in the future. But at this stage, he's been relieved of all training and playing duties. Mm. It's a sad story.
It certainly is.
And, yeah. Buzz, just before we let you go, I know you're particularly close to Ian Heads for many years. A great man lost to the game, to journalism, and obviously a sad loss for his family as well.
Oh, what a beautiful man, gentlemen. Look, too many stories to tell, but I'll just, in my career, give you a quick, you know these Teamless Tuesdays we have now, we get teams on emails, we get teams on our phones. It's easy to get. Back in the day when I started, I was probably 17, 18, I was working as a cadet for Ian. We had to ring coaches in pubs, clubs, home numbers, to get the team from them. I'll tell you the Harry Barr story, who was coaching St George. They won 77-79. I could never get anyone to the phone. They didn't know who I was. So Ian used to say, just tell them it's me. So I'd ring Hurstville Bowling Club, where Harry Barr spent each and every Tuesday evening, and I'd page Harry Barth and say, it's Ian Heads calling. And Harry would come to the phone and say, g'day, Headsy. And I'd say, oh, he's just had to take another call, Harry. It's Phil Rothman. But this didn't. This happened with Acker Forbes, the great old Nort. I had to, you know, they'd all come to the phone straight away for Ian. But for a young journo on that, you had to earn your stripes. And the help he gave me and countless other, dozens of other journalists was so... And, a very, very special man, magnificent contribution over 60 years in rugby league.
Yeah, no, he certainly did, and well said, Buzz. Hey, Buzz, we'll leave on a positive note. Easter Sunday, happy Easter to you and your family. Three games to complete this weekend's round. Warriors, Knights, Sharks, Raiders this afternoon. Eels, Tigers tomorrow. Your tips for those three?
I think the Warriors will get the Knights. Mm-hmm. I've tipped Cronulla, but my goodness, Canberra going to be hard to beat.
Good game, that. Yeah.
I think Parra will beat the West Tigers.
Terrific. Enjoy today,
and
Buzz.
One question, mate.
Yep.
One question before I go. Was there a ratings dip over the last couple of weeks?
No. Quite the opposite.
Significantly down, Buzz.
Thank you, Ray.
We reached our peak at about 9.45 for some reason.
Sore again, my friend.
Bulldog, you're a nasty man.
Thanks. Good to be back, Buzz. Good to have you
back.
See
you, boys.
Good on you,
buddy.
Cheers.